Well, let's see, what do you call something that people say brings bad luck?
Well, a black cat cross the road in front of you. They say that's bad luck. I don't know.
Okay.
The 13th of the month.
Oh, the 13th of the month, yeah.
Well, basically, Friday the 13th.
It wasn't bad. That luck to me, I've operated on Friday the 13th in the hospital.
Were you really?
Yeah.
And you made it through all right, didn't
you? I'm still here, ain't I?
Yeah,
I've been
seemed
six,
to be.
7 years ago. I'm still here.
Sounds to me like that might be your lucky day.
Yeah, that's what the doctor told me. He heard me say that day before you operated on me. He said Friday the 13th. I said Friday the 13th is unlucky, doctor. So about 2 days after you operated on me, he come back and he said, Johnny, he said, Friday the 13th is a lucky day for you. So I don't know where anything to it or not.
What do people call a person who brings bad luck?
Oh, I don't know right now.
Okay. Have you ever heard somebody called a hoodoo or a voodoo or a jinx or a Jonas?
Hoodlums.
Okay. What do you call a child whose mother and father aren't married?
A gittum.
Okay. You know any other terms for them? Like
yeah.
Woods colt or?
Bastards.
Okay. You think of any others?
No, I don't.
Okay. What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Cemetery.
Yeah, this is where...
The old folks' home, the ward. The ward.
No.
Funeral home, Daddy.
Funeral home.
Okay. Would you ever call it anything else?
Well, yeah.
Undertaker's home.
Okay. What do you call the box that a corpse is put into for burial?
Casket.
What do you call the place where the dead are buried?
You mean the places where they put? Cemetery.
Uh-huh. What do you call flowing water, something that's smaller than a river?
Branch.
A little branch.
Okay. And how about something that's a little bit bigger than a branch?
Creek.
Okay. What do you call a pair of straps worn over the shoulders to support the trousers?
Galluses.
Okay.
That's fenders.
Okay.
Galluses, it used to be the old name.
Okay.
But back in the coming up, you know, they called them fenders.
What do you call unthickened gravy that's made from ham?
Ham gravy.
Okay. What do you call the liquid that's burned in lamps?
Kerosene.
What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
Razorback.
Okay. You ever heard them called anything else?
No.
Okay.
That's what they call these little long-headed things, mountain rooters.
Okay. What do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
Toe itch.
What do you call homemade whiskey?
Moonshine.
Okay. You make a lot of that around here?
I don't know whether to do or not. I don't fool with it.
You're very smart. What do you call cheap whiskey that's supposed to be real bad for people? Just any kind of whiskey that's bad for you.
Rotten gut.
Okay. A child would hope to get a lot of what for Christmas?
Candy and apples and oranges.
And what else?
Toys.
And toys.
Okay. Now, this next part has to do with word patterns, the way words change with time. Like if we were talking about, singing a song, you'd say, today I sing the song, yesterday I sang the song, many times I have sung the song. So it would change with time, but it'd still be the same word.
That's the same thing. I always sang a song.
Okay, okay.
That's what I say.
Well, now if we were talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries been...
Has the grocery been bought today?
Okay. And I might answer, yes, yesterday, the groceries? Same word.
Yeah. Yesterday I bought the groceries, is that right?
Yeah, uh-huh. Now, if we're talking about eating apples, you might ask me, have the apples been...
Good.
Now talk the word eating. Have they been...
Eaten.
Okay. And I might answer, yes, yesterday,
I ate apples yesterday.
Okay. If we're talking about drinking coffee, you might ask me, have you, what, your coffee?
Drank coffee today.
Okay. And I might answer, yes, a few minutes ago.
Drank my coffee.
Okay. I think this is about to give out. Yeah.